From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More evacuation planes are arriving in Cairo, Egypt, to fly foreigners out of the country, where unrest is growing. American Nelson Clark says the airport is a chaotic mess.
Got to the airport and it's a nightmare. There's no internet, so communication is pretty much shut down. There's very little system as far as, like, you can tell. No one's really saying, go here, do this.
Hundreds of thousands of people are rallying in Cairo against Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. It appears to be the largest turnout yet in Cairo against Mubarak's 30-year-old rule. NPR's Susanna George is there.
An estimated 250,000 people have converged in Tahrir Square in an effort to escalate the protest movement and call for Mubarak's departure.
I really hope he gets the message and he tries to find a good way out of this. He has to be smart about this, because I don't know what's wrong. I mean, the message is so clear. Why isn't he getting it?
People continue to stream into the square from all over Cairo. Some say they will march to the presidential palace if their demands are not met. Others say they will remain in Tahrir to make their voices heard. Susanna George, NPR News, Cairo.
Street protests in Jordan have prompted King Abdullah to call for change in political leadership. More from NPR's Deborah Amos.
Jordanians have marched and chanted for three Fridays in a row, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Samir Rafai, a wealthy businessman and son of a former prime minister. The banners blame Rafai for rising food prices and government corruption. In a swift and surprising move, the Jordanian monarch sacked Rafai and his entire cabinet. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
In the U.S., Dallas-Fort Worth was socked by an ice storm this morning. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports the inclement weather, businesses to close among many Dallas-Fort Worth International or DFW airports.
A steady drizzle started last night. Then at about 5 this morning, exactly as predicted, it turned to sleet. The temperature dove into the 20s and the roads were covered with a thin sheet of ice. By 5:30 a.m., school districts began to cancel classes in earnest. Winds gusted to 50 miles an hour, and for a brief time, DFW Airport closed while they cleared the ice off the runways. That meant that American Airlines had to cancel 800 flights out of DFW alone during the busy morning rush. Many people in the Metroplex simply stayed off the roads, but those who went to work will find the commute home no piece of cake, as temperatures will dive into the teens and the wet roads reform to skating rink quality. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow continued to climb up 150 points at 12,041. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 55 at 2756, with the S&P 500 up 22 at 1308. This is NPR News. It was on this day in 2003 that the space shuttle Columbia broke apart during reentry, killing all seven of its crew members. It happened over East Texas, and today the town of Hemphill is opening a museum. Kate Archer Kent at Red River Radio reports it will honor the astronauts and two rescue workers who died.
This museum has been a labor of love for this tiny town of 1,000 residents. The museum will be a NASA Digital Learning Network site. That means that children will be able to have live, web-based instruction from NASA experts. Museum President Gene Nethery says this will advance science education in rural East Texas and western Louisiana.
This is the only one that NASA has authorized outside a NASA facility. So we think we're very fortunate to have that in Hemphill, Texas.
Nethery says the museum will house the complete story of Columbia and all its missions, and the astronauts who died will each have a display case. For NPR News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Former President George W. Bush's daughter, Barbara, says she supports gay marriage, breaking with her father on one of the main social issues for Republicans. In a video released today by the Human Rights Campaign, the 29-year-old declares she's a New Yorker for marriage equality. A bill to legalize same-sex marriage in New York passed the state assembly in 2009 but was defeated in the state Senate. Gay rights advocates are hoping same-sex legislation will pass this year. U.S. stocks still going strong. At last check, the Dow was up 150 points at 12,041. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.